This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
At Sierra, discover top workout gear at incredible prices, which might lead to another discovery. Your headphones haven't been connected this whole time. Awkward. Discover top brands at unexpectedly low prices. Sierra, let's get moving.
Right now, get up to 20% off select online storage solutions. Put heavy-duty HDX totes to good use, protecting what's important to you. The solid, impact-resistant design prevents cracking. And the clear base and sides make items easy to find, even when the totes are stacked. Find select online shelving and tote storage up to 20% off at the Home Depot to organize every room in your home, from your garage to your attic. Visit homedepot.com. How doers get more done.
What's up? It's Draymond Green. I'm back for my 14th NBA season, and my podcast, The Draymond Green Show, is back too. This season, I'm breaking down games, reacting to the biggest NBA stories, and sitting down with teammates, rivals, and culture shapers. And trust me, I'm not holding back, on the court or on the mic. Two new episodes every week, new segments, big conversations, real basketball talk for the real hoop heads. Listen to and follow The Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts. We're back, we're better, let's get it.
Bears fans, this is Take the North.
What's the reason, Duck? It's here.
With your hosts.
Love these guys.
Dan Wiederer.
The whole key to sustaining success in this league is to have quarterback play that is top tier and can consistently push you down those roads.
And Mark Grody.
We're allowed to, at this point, Bears fans are allowed to right now, dream big and predict what you want out of the season.
We're going to take the North and never give it back.
Hello again, everybody, and welcome into the Take the North podcast, along with Dan Wiederer of The Athletic. I am Mark Grody of Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score. Dan and I were both at Soldier Field to watch the Bears season finale, the regular season finale, which was a 19-16 loss to the Detroit Lions. Jake Bates with a game-winning 42-yard field goal at the buzzers. The clock read zero. We could see it. Game over. The Bears lose their finale despite going to the playoffs because Washington beat Philadelphia. And we were all kind of gathering around and watching the end of that game right after the Bears game ended as we were making our way to the Bears locker room. Because Philadelphia lost, the Bears clinched the two seed still. And the Chicago Bears, ladies and gentlemen, will host the Green Bay Packers in the postseason on Saturday night at Soldier Field, 7 p.m. Dan, can we handle this?
So there's two questions here. There really are. I think this football team can handle it. I think the coaches and players inside the building are capable of handling this. I don't know that our city is ready for this. I really do think that there is going to be a civic anxiety over the next 6 days that is going to have to be managed, right? Like, it is going to be a real thing in the city of Chicago, because this is, as I put in my column for The Athletic, it's a heavyweight fight with history here, because you know what the Packers have been in tormenting you for the last quarter century or longer. If you really want to put it straight, I looked it up. 24 years, the NFC North has been in existence. The Packers have finished ahead of the Bears 18 times. We know that they ended their Super Bowl hopes in 2010 in the playoffs. We know that they knocked them out of the playoffs in the season finale here in 2013. There's a lot of history that swirls here, Grody. And again, that doesn't really pertain to all those players and coaches in the building, but it is still a real thing. And I think you and I would both sit here tonight and agree that the worst possible thing that could happen to this city is for the Bears to lose a playoff game next week to their rivals.
Yeah, I mean, it's high roller, high risk, high reward stuff. If I've ever seen it, you know, everybody knows you're right, because if the Bears were to lose to the Green Bay Packers in the playoffs, that would be the overwhelming story of the season, even though we know a ton of good came out of it, mostly what we're seeing from the Chicago Bears offense. But you're right. I know exactly how we look back on Bears seasons. You know, you and I, we fancy ourselves as Bears historians. We've seen a lot. We know what punctuates a season. We know what seasons are known for. You know, so like you're right. High risk, high reward. But quite frankly, Dan, I cannot wait.
It should be fun. It's a Saturday night game. We had a Saturday night, you know, instant classic a few weeks ago here. I will say this, though, Grody, the level of confidence I had in this Bears team to handle that game was higher 6 hours ago than it is right now. Because of the way they played today and with this losing streak reaching two, and because of some of the things that put them in this giant hole today that they had to dig out of, and they successfully dug out of it, which we've learned that this team can dig out of anything and they can get out of any hole that they're in, but sometimes you can't get fully out of it. And so there's some worrisome things from within this football game today, most notably a defense that gave up 433 yards and an offense that didn't score a single point until we were into the fourth quarter.
The week after allowing 496 yards to San Francisco, I get it, different team, different beast at the moment. But again, Detroit, we knew. Like the one thing I said today when I was previewing the game on Instagram and for the score, I said, look, they still have star players. If star players come up and bite you and make plays, that's what happened in a lot of cases. It was like Jared Goff and Amon-Ra St. Brown were playing catch a lot of the day. Amon-Ra St. Brown, 11 catches for 139 yards. Goff, 27 of 42, 331, touchdown and an interception. So the stars came out to play. And to me, Dan, this is just your warning. It's your warning for the Chicago Bears that you're not going to get away with the heroics all the time at the last second. Sometimes the big yards that you gave up throughout the game are not going to be fixed by turnovers, and we're not going to make that the focus of the game. But all of a sudden, the defense has been becoming the focus. So I think that that's your warning now. That is your warning into the postseason and even in the offseason into next year, that you're finding out you can't always get away with it.
Yeah, Grody, I don't know if you're like me where you were sitting here in the fourth quarter after the Bears had rallied from down 16-0 to tie the score at 16 and having that thought in the back of your head in that it might be the worst thing for this team if they find a way to win this game, because it gives them this false sense of security that they can just rescue themselves in the late stages of games without playing the type of precise football that's needed to survive in the playoffs. And so I think in some ways, this final result today was very much deserved. It reflected the performance that they had out here today at Soldier Field. And it gives them an indicator and a wake-up call of, look, we can't live that way all the time. Good football teams are going to make us pay for taking an entire half to get our offense rolling, for not being able to find answers defensively until we're inside the red zone. And there's just a lot of different things that you have to be really, really on to be able to survive and advance in the playoffs. And the Bears got a taste of that this week without the do or die stakes that are going to be there next weekend when we walk back into this building. And so maybe in some ways the final result here gives this team that little sobering wake-up call that gives them a little more purpose this week of understanding what the tightrope they're on looks like.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Yeah, just in case that word charmed had actually crept into their brains. Like sometimes teams are just charmed and you get lucky and you sort of ride that wave. You could say, yeah, there have been times where you have been charmed this year, but it's getting to that time of year. Obviously, degree of difficulty going up, and that's what it'll continue to do into the playoffs, especially against the Green Bay Packers for the third time. I do have one piece of sound that I want to play for you. And it was Jaquan Brisker around his locker after the game. I actually talked to Jalen Johnson before, and you know, he said that Detroit was using their bread and butter to perfection on the Bears, as in using the middle of the field a ton, yeah, just absolutely owning it. And that's what Jalen Johnson said. And so I brought that same idea up to Jaquan Brisker. I said, you know, hey, and my question might be in there, but in case it isn't, you know, I asked, Jaquan, like Jalen said, like everything was going to the middle. What exactly was going on? What insight can you add? And this is how Jaquan Brisker responded. Very interesting.
Said that they kind of used their strength against you, getting a lot of stuff in the middle of the field, their offense against your defense. Why were they able to get away with that so easily? It seems
like. I mean, we're playing a whole bunch of man today. No help in the middle. A lot of, you know, picks, rubs. You know, really they schemed us up and – you know, we just had to do a better job covering. Yeah, they just got us in the right call. They just out-schemed us, really. Just be honest.
Yeah, I mean, we know how honest Jaquan Brisker can be. You know, they were not making the plays either. And I guess, you know, the way Brisker is calling it, he didn't exactly like some of the play calls that were coming down or some of what the Bears were doing schematically.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
You get Amon-Ra St. Brown and Jameson Williams in space, and it's really hard to keep up with them. They have suddenness to them, right? That makes it very difficult to defend, and we saw that all afternoon today. The other part of this conversation is how precise Jared Goff was at times in this football game. Again, it's fun to watch that from the bird's eye view that we have, where you see a window open and a quarterback be very decisive and very precise with taking advantage of the windows there. Jared Goff was great in that regard today. It's almost teach tape that Ben Johnson can show Caleb Williams in the offseason to say, look, like this is what is required to reach the next level of NFL quarterbacking. It's not just all about turning it on in the fourth quarter and bringing us back from big deficits. If you want to go places where you want to go in your career, consistency is what's required and precision is what's required. And Jared Goff was doing it today. And he really, you could find elements of this football game where he was in his groove and he was making the Bears defense pay and exploiting their coverages and hitting some big plays that gave them a chance to win the game. And lo and behold, they won the game.
And the Bears are also finding out the cold reality of, yeah, even if you do force big turnovers, which the Bears did again in this game with Kevin Byard being the recipient of a tipped ball. It was T.J. Edwards, right?
I think Brisker, it looked like T.J. initially, and I think Jaquan Brisker was ultimately the guy that got his hand on the football there.
Yeah, I was hearing people say that in the locker room. I'm like, well, wait a minute. I thought that was 53 who made the play right there. But they're finding out. And even like there was a sequence in the first half when it was 3-0 Lions. Detroit runs a trick play, and they were the only team running trick plays today, by the way.
Yeah, a couple of them, yeah.
Yeah, a couple of them, which is very interesting. Dan Campbell probably anticipating or thinking that Ben Johnson would return fire or start in that way, but he never did. But Detroit did – one of their trick plays actually was blown up by Austin Booker. So it's great, rousing, good defensive play. The Bears needed it. And then on 2nd and 10, immediately a 13-yard play. Eventually, it's another third down conversion to St. Brown, a field goal, but that's the kind of day it was. They're making plays, but they're not finishing well enough. So just so many problems with the Bears defense on this day. Example after example, the Andrew Billings penalty on 4th and 1.
Two of them, yeah.
Right, like, and Big Bill like made a big play too, but there's some sloppy stuff going on in the Bears defense right now that you really hope that Dennis Allen can find some way to maybe even step out of their comfort zone to make some of this better going into the postseason.
That stuff has consequences, and it has consequences that will end your season here very soon. And so the Bears got to get that side of the ball shored up. They've got to get their offense humming a little bit. I think you could feel in the postgame press conference the agitation from the head coach, who really singled out his offense as the one phase that he felt worse about. Obviously, he oversees that side of the ball more than he oversees the defense. And so to see them get off to the slow start, to hear in his own words, in Ben Johnson's own words, that this was one of the simpler game plans that they had in for the year. He said he didn't think it was all that elaborate. And so he's going to have to go back on the film and figure out why it was taking so long to find any sort of rhythm. Seemed very, very frustrated by the performance of this offense. 69 yards before halftime, Grody, 4 first downs, and obviously very few explanations for why it was that way until they got into the fourth quarter and suddenly turned it on.
Yeah, see, that's another thing that they didn't get away with that. The Caleb Williams and the offense, so many times they have, and they almost did it again. They almost did it again. I mean, there were a couple of big-time plays by Caleb in the third quarter, the 25-yarder to Jahdae Walker, 19 yards to Cole Kmet, both of them complemented by two-point conversions. They were doing it like they had to, which they did. So I thought that was some of the good stuff. But right from the very beginning, again, the first drive, they punt. Your colleague Kevin Fishbane said that was the Bears' 9th punt on an opening drive this season and 6th in the past 8 weeks. They haven't scored a touchdown on the opening drive since week 9 against Cincinnati, and that's Kevin Fishbane, your colleague at The Athletic, coming up with that. But there's just too much of that. They did not get away with the slow start this time around, despite some impressive drives and throws by Caleb later in the game.
Yeah, and Caleb had an interception today as well. There is this stretch here, and you referenced some of it there, where you get into the fourth quarter, you're down 16-0, it feels like the game is lost. And then all of a sudden, all these 2025 Bears things just start happening in sequence, right? You get Caleb Williams throwing a 25-yard TD pass to Jahdae Walker, and not only is it a 25-yard TD pass, it's the pass that breaks Eric Kramer's single-season passing record for the Bears. And you're like, okay, there's some magic in the air. They show it on the video boards, that, you know, commemorating that milestone, and the crowd gets enlivened for a little bit. Lions get the ball back up 16-8. And on a 3rd and 1 play, they try to run a halfback pass from David Montgomery to Jared Goff, but Jaquan Brisker covers Jared Goff. And ultimately, Andrew Billings sacks David Montgomery. Like, that's something I didn't have on my bingo card today. And Andrew Billings sack on David Montgomery. So then you get the ball back. Another touchdown drive. A lot of Colston Loveland on that drive. A lot of Colston Loveland all day. The Bears rally. They get the 2-point conversion to Cole. It's 16-16. The Byard interception gives you the football with more than 2 minutes left you know, you're deep in your own territory, but you have the ball in a tie game, and the whole building thinks you're going to go win. I know you asked Grady Jarrett, hey, did you think you were going to win there? And he said, hey, we thought we were going to win when it was 16-0, right?
Like, yeah. So
that's the belief this team has built up, but yet that series is a failure pretty quickly. There's an intentional grounding penalty on Caleb. It results in a punt, and I thought one of the more notable things that we learned in the post game is that on 4th and 5, at the 2-minute warning, at their own 31, Ben Johnson was very seriously considering going for it.
Oh, man,
And he acknowledges that in a direct question from our guy, David Awe, that, yeah, I was very seriously considering going for it. They opted to punt, believing that they still had 3 timeouts left and a chance to get a stop defensively and get the ball back. And there's a video circulating around social media right now of Ben saying, should have gone for it. You know, after they failed and then didn't get the stop. And so here we are, right? And you give up the game-winning drive, you don't get the ball back, and that's all she wrote, which left a feeling. And you tell me if I'm wrong here, but that was not the vibe of a locker room of a team that finished with 11 wins, a division championship, and a 2-seed for the playoffs. There was an edge in there that was very unfamiliar.
Yeah, I mean, it was pretty depressing. They were moving things rapidly. You know what I mean? They're like, guys, get in here. You know, they, you know, Bears didn't do anything wrong. It's like, but it was fast. I mean, they were on their way out the door. That was an angry bunch. And I could also look, they're going to, throughout the week, of course, they're going to talk more about the Green Bay game, but they didn't want any part of that at this point in terms of just like whoever the opponent is, the opponent, and the playoffs are the playoffs. But you're right. It was a very dark locker room for the Chicago Bears on this day. I will say one thing, man, that's really getting good is a guy by the name of Colson Loveland. And another 10 catches for 91 yards. And he had a touchdown as well, along of 27 in this game. I don't have the refreshed stats, but he might be leading the Bears now.
I'll get them for you right now. If you just keep talking, I'll dig them for you.
Oh, no, this is what I do, buddy boy. Don't you even worry because, so Colson Loveland, 10 catches for 91 yards. Luther Burden would be the competition and DJ Moore, but DJ Moore had just the 1 catch for 11 yards. So I'm going to guess that it is Colson Loveland.
You have guessed correctly. Colson Loveland, team best 58 catches, team best 713 receiving yards, team best tied with DJ Moore and Rome Odunze with 6 touchdown catches. And so that is a top 10 pick who has found his way up the staircase during the season. And it's not just the production, Grody. It's the moments that production comes in. You can tell now that he is Caleb Williams' go-to guy on third down, on fourth down, in the red zone, in big moments. The ball is going towards Colston. That's a big deal. Again, we've talked recently about the chance for not only Caleb and Colson to play together, but to do so under Ben Johnson's guidance. This group should be together for a while. And to see that ascension, it's pretty impressive. And Colson deserves a lot of credit for the season he's put together here and coming on really at the right time.
Yeah, and Luther Burden continues to be super impressive too. 3 catches for 35 yards on the day. Again, didn't have the big volume, didn't have the quantity, but it feels like every play that he makes is like at a crucial point in the game, a third down, and his ability to catch the ball and I've said it before, it's to me it is the ferocity with which he runs is something to see. So those two rookies, man, they are really heading in the right direction and do something every week now that impresses me.
Yeah. And so look, like, you've got to continue to tap into that. You've got to find your playmakers. You've got to make plays. This is the month now where playmakers make the difference in how a season is remembered. And the Bears will go into a huge rivalry clash with the Green Bay Packers next Saturday, which that's also a little sort of wrinkle on this whole thing. It changes the rhythm of the week. The Bears have to ready now for a shorter week. They've got to adjust their, you know, they've played Saturday games in short weeks before, but it does change how you're structuring yourself and how you're structuring your practices. And so they're going to look for a formula. I will say this, like, Green Bay has not won a football game since they beat the Bears at Lambeau Field more than a month ago. They're going to walk in here next week, 4 weeks removed from the last time that Jordan Love, their starting quarterback, played a full game. There should be an opportunity and a vulnerability to go after here. At the same time, you and I have talked about this. The Bears played two games against the Packers, and for 125-plus minutes, they never held the lead until they scored a game-winning touchdown in overtime in that game here a couple weeks ago. And so you just better be ready to understand what you're walking into. I think the Bears have the leadership and the focus within this team to be ready. The coaching staff is going to set that tone pretty quickly. But, man, there's a lot here this week for a young, inexperienced team to really find its path to being successful in the playoffs.
Dan, do you have any three-word reviews that you would like to share with the mighty Take the North audience?
Do I ever? And you won't believe who's at the top of the list here. It's an old friend.
If it's not Mark Potash, I'm leaving the podcast. If it's not Potsy, I'm out of here.
Mark Potash started us off with bad, better, worse, which I thought was a perfect synopsis of this game. This team was bad at the start. They got better, and then the ending was the worst. So that one was a good addition by Mark Potash. We've got this one from Bears Girl, Barely Alive Bears, which is kind of a feeling coming out of here where you just feel like a team that is, not as spry and feisty as they felt like they were so recently, and just feeling like, oh boy, they've got to find their way to get back on track here. We've got a disappointing all around from Gideon Horberg. I think you would agree with that one. Home playoff game, yeah. Alejandro Miranda giving us a really good perspective tweet there, right? There is a home playoff game here. It's hard to remember when you get beat the way the Bears got beat today, but that's there. Coach Lima offers up Jekyll and Hyde. It felt like a Jekyll and Hyde team today. Down Hawkeye. Sure. Crossing routes everywhere. We referenced what the Lions were doing over the middle of the field to take advantage of a vulnerable Bears defense. Average Joe with an outlier here, Grody. He says Ben Johnson overrated. I think he might be on an island with that one, with what this season has been. That's the raw emotion. I'll give you a couple more here. We've got Dilemma. Offers confounding slow start. It's confounding and it's a trend. These slow starts have not been an anomaly for the Bears, and you really need to figure out a way to get there. And then Kyle Manungai Enjoyer offers us one quarter frauds, which is an interesting way to look at this team, because obviously they came back to life in the fourth quarter, but for three quarters they were not a good enough football team to win an important game here at Soldier Field. Very odd, though, again, as you mentioned a little bit ago, for this team to sort of still earn the two seed and not lose anything tangible with this loss today. They get the two seed because the Commanders and a Josh Johnson versus Tanner McKee game out in Philadelphia get that win that sort of gives them this gift of keeping the two seed. And yet you just felt in that locker room that, like, man, this team has got an urgent resetting process to do. And I thought Grady Jarrett said it the best in saying, hey, look, you got to rip the Band-Aid off. You got to speak truth. And then you got to go about correcting yourself in a way that puts you in a position to be successful in this next game, which, as you mentioned, Saturday, 7 p.m., an Amazon Prime game for the Bears.
Yeah. And look, hey, the Bears have lost two in a row. They've lost two in a row. So it's not a good feeling. I like that it's not a good feeling, because that tells me that they feel like they should play a lot better and they're not just happy to be here and that they have a certain expectation about themselves. But I can put a very nice point on it here at the end, Dan. The Chicago Bears were 11-6 this year. It's unbelievable. Through it all. I guess it's hitting me right now that I didn't predict this. I mean, we'll do a podcast at the end of this year giving all the predictions that we gave early in the season, things that we said, and then we will throw them back in our faces because there's a lot of this, most of this, I did not expect, but it's pretty nice to be looking down at my phone and see Chicago Bears 11-6 with the season over. As you said, Dan, heading into a playoff game Saturday night at Soldier Field, 7 p.m., which we will get to talk about right here on Take the North. You'll be writing about it in The Athletic. Lord knows we'll be talking about it on The Score. So it's absolutely on. And I think you've got the right couple of people right here to keep you informed about what will be going on here in the next couple of weeks.
I agree.
Chicago Bears, over the air.
And we've got great theater. You know, we couldn't ask for a more theatrical matchup for the playoff opener against the Packers here at Soldier Field. I've said it all along that this Bears team has been fearless. They've been a team that has responded well. This is a big test. It's the final exam now to go respond and see what their fearlessness looks like in the playoffs. We'll see if they're ready for that. One little footnote here. I'm looking down at my phone, and I've got a text here from good friend Luke Canellis at Fox 32. Yes. For those of you looking at where to catch next week's Saturday playoff game against the Packers, he says that Fox 32 Chicago will carry the Amazon broadcast and will have Bears Game Day Live before the Rams and Panthers game and a Fox post-game show with press conferences all immediately after the game. So if you're looking to dial into really good Bears coverage, Fox 32 is your place to be on TV next week, even though it is officially an Amazon Prime broadcast. So that's a good little note for our Chicago audience.
Absolutely fantastic. It is so absolutely unbelievably 100% on Bears Packers in the postseason. For Dan Wiederer of The Athletic and frequent score contributor, for our executive producer Adam Studzinski, I am Mark Grody saying thank you so much for watching and listening to the Take the North podcast.
Great talk. See you out there.
Thank you, everybody. The Bears.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. And one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.